From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Congressional probe continues into Russia meddling. Jared Kushner, U.S. President Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, denied on Monday that he or anyone else with the Trump campaign had any improper contacts with Russia leading up to or after the 2016 election.
I have not relied on Russian funds for my businesses. And I have been fully transparent in providing all requested information.
The president's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., and former campaign manager Paul Manafort are also sharing information with another panel, the Senate Judiciary Committee. Kushner, who is married to Trump's daughter Ivanka, also an advisor to her father, told reporters that serving the president and the people of the United States has been the honor and privilege of a lifetime. He took no questions from reporters. He is scheduled to appear before a committee in the House of Representatives a little bit later on today. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. President Donald Trump used his speech Monday night to an enthusiastic crowd at the National Scout Jamboree in West Virginia to take swipes at what he calls the fake news media and joke about firing his director of Health and Human Services if Republicans in Congress fail to advance health care legislation that Trump favors. Now, the president had initially said the speech would not be political, but that changed not long into his speech.
You know, I go to Washington and I see all these politicians, and I see the swamp, and it's not a good place. In fact, today I said we ought to change it from the word swamp to the word cesspool, or perhaps to the word sewer, but it's not good.
This is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is facing growing pressure from members in Congress of the White House over his contacts with Russian former envoy to Washington and for later recusing himself from the Department of Justice probe of alleged collusion between President Trump's campaign team and Russia. A senior Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee is calling on Sessions to appear before the panel as soon as possible to answer questions about his conversations with Russia's former ambassador to Washington during the 2016 presidential campaign. After Sessions in June denied the accusations. The Washington Post reports that Sergei Kislyak contradicted Sessions, telling his superiors in Moscow last year that he had discussed campaign-related matters with him. In June, Sessions denied the accusations.
Let me state this clearly, colleagues. I have never met with or had any conversation with any Russians or any foreign officials concerning any type of interference with any campaign or election in the United States.
For a second consecutive day, President Trump used a Twitter post Tuesday to criticize Sessions and suggest that Hillary Clinton, the Democratic candidate in last year's presidential election, should be the one facing scrutiny. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis says an inspector general's report detailing as much as $28 million in overspending on uniforms for the Afghan National Army not only exposes waste, but also serves as an example of a complacent mode of thinking. The Pentagon chief's comments came in a memo released Monday in which he calls on his department to use the example as a push to expose wasteful practices. Venezuelans are tensing for a national strike this week aimed at pressuring President Nicolas Maduro to cancel Sunday's controversial election of a constituent assembly to rewrite the country's constitution. In the meantime, Venezuelans scrambled to lay in already sparse supplies ahead of a strike. Falling oil prices and government mismanagement have led to critical shortages of food, medicine, and other basic goods in what was once Latin America's wealthiest country. The U.S. military says that it is preparing to conduct another test of a missile defense system put in place to counter threats from North Korea. Pentagon spokesman Navy Captain Jeff Davis said Monday that the test of the military's Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, also known as THAAD, in the far northwestern state of Alaska, is scheduled to go ahead soon. Earlier this month, the U.S. military said it successfully tested THAAD, shooting down a simulated intermediate-range missile. And the United Nations envoy for the Middle East peace process is urging a quick resolution to the current crisis around the Al-Aqsa Mosque, known as the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.